attitudes about the positive, so here we go. I pop into a shoe with the force one day, just trying to catch a myriad so we could pray. I take a look around and the place is packed. There was nowhere to sit, so we stood in the back. A dafyomi shear was in full effect. Masethas Bavakama, to be exact. One wore a sugi, the other one a hat. Another was a chassid, together they sat. A little while later, they started to pray. No one spoke a word about their business that day. Then another man, who wasn't from the shear, gave a bang on the beamer for them all to hear. A young Kolo man, who had no dough, needed some support, and everybody should know that supporting this man, you're supporting the Torah. Yeah, they all shelled out without thinking it over. Another guy talking to a man called Bob, he said, I got a teenage kid that needs a job. You see, the boy can't sit and learn a whole day. He needs a decent job and some decent pay. He needs a break or he'll be on the street, and you're just the right man to keep him on his feet. The man said yes without blinking an eye. Send them in to me tomorrow about 8:45. I said they ain't selling out with a little grin. Then the force said, of course, these Jews are buying it.
As I pumped the beat, when I felt a funny bump just under my feet, my hunk of junk went, and I said, oh brother, I should throw it in the gutter and go in by another. I get out of the car and now I got so flat, didn't know what to do, down on the curb I sat. I had 2 quarters for the public phone. Dallas Bun Doc, but he wasn't home. I tried to reach the scholar, but he was with the spun. He was out shooting hoops and having fun. No use in getting angry, cause it just don't pay. So I pump up the jam, dude, just ain't my day. And I noticed the lady out the corner of my eye. She had a cane, it looked like she was blind. She couldn't cross the street, but I couldn't leave my ride. Another Jewish guy helped her to the other side. I sat back down and I started to frown. I didn't know nobody this side of town. It really wasn't cool because I had no money. Looked in the sky and it stopped being sunny. The moon came out, it got dark, I got scared. Then a hussy pulled up in his pants and beard. He goes,
I see you having problems, let me help you out.
He opened his trunk, a spare tire, no doubt. I had no money, but he fixed my flat. I said, how can I repay you? But he answered back,
if I take your money, then it loses the flavor. It's a mitzvah, so I'm proud to do you a favor.
Jump back in my ride, I'm on the road again. Rolling into Williamsburg to meet a friend. I stopped when I saw a big hole van. With curiosity, I asked him, what's your job, my man?
I take a lot of people to the hospital each day. They visit the sick and make them feel okay.
It's really cool, I thought, cause without a doubt, there are really lots of Jews that just won't sell out.
Now I got to rock. I pull up on 45th to pick up the Spun Doc. The force was there, so we all hopped in the car. I wrapped a new one, they go,
it's up to par.
So we're working the jam and all of that. And now I'm cruising my wheels through the bush of flat. We stop at a corner to make a phone call. A couple kids headed to the local mall. College looked dressed with his titsis out. He looked really mixed up, I couldn't figure him out. He had his titsis out, but then he looked like a yuck. I had nothing to do, so I go, what's up, yo? My name's Black, he's Hat, and that's two. We're in the mood for conversation, hope we don't sound rude. Where you at, where you headed, I just needed to know. I was curious, I couldn't figure out this, bro.
Got a scholarship to tennis, starts around this time. But I spent the year in Israel, so I changed my mind. I'm lean upon us, cause I ain't no moocher. But to go to that college, got no Jewish future.
We exchanged high fives and he was on his way. And let me tell you, man, it's been a long, long day. But there's one last thing that I got to say. That is, we need more Jews living life this way. Selling out is a jam, that may sound too rough. But the buying in people, we don't got enough. What you gotta know is just to be aware. Don't push the issues aside and try to keep an air of what's going on in the Jewish nation. And strive real hard towards the elevation. Yo, we jam through the message, try not to sound rude. And that's all, folks, for the Black Hattitude.